Hi there. It is week number 4 of 52 weeks of inspirational messages. How often and when should we be trying to look at other people's points of view? Well, my answer to that is we should always be trying to see something from someone else's point of view. But if you're looking through something from someone else's point of view, you're not ever going to have their memories. You're not ever going to have their emotions. You're not ever going to have the way that they were raised or their morals or values or beliefs. So when you try and look at something through someone else's point of view, you're still doing it through the scope of your own life experiences, which sometimes can make it hard for us to empathize, to understand, and to see why someone would do something that they've done, say something that they've said, or behave in a way that we just don't understand. As much as we want to understand, we have to come to terms with the fact that there are just going to be some people, sometimes, some situations that are never going to make sense to us. And that's because we don't share the same experiences. Therefore, if we can allow ourselves to understand that, then we can come from a place of empathy and understanding that we may not understand. And that because we don't understand, that may just be okay. What is for us may not be for someone else. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to accept it. You can still have boundaries. You can still have, this is what is okay in my life, and these are the people who are okay in my life, and this is what I'm okay having around me. But I don't have to spend my life chastising, gossiping, hating, spreading negativity about others if it's not something that aligns with my inner truth. And that's where we get back to a lot of wars that have been started, a lot of hate, a lot of crimes, a lot of craziness that we've experienced in our world. Because we all expect each other to understand and to think the same way, to share the same morals and values and expectations. For whatever reason, since I don't even know when, millions of years ago, have always thought that we were all supposed to align and configure the same way. But the truth is, that's never going to happen. Sometimes I think we're really advanced in 2025. And sometimes I think we're so prehistoric in 2025. If you can just take that into your day-to-day life, if you can just appreciate the fact that you may not agree with what your sister-in-law, or your brother-in-law, or your extended family's morals and values are, you may not align with your coworker and why she puts up with her husband or her children. You may not understand what it is about your friend and why she continues to do the same things over and over again that don't make sense to you. But if you can appreciate the fact that you're never going to be able to look through their point of view with the same experiences, so you can accept it, you can have it around you, or you can not have it around you. But the worst thing that you can do is spread hate and evolve negativity based off of that, if that makes sense. Have a great week. And just remember, do you.